from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm so excited that we can be together again.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
One of them parties over here on the east side, y'all. East River 9. All you got to do, I-10 on the east side, Waco Street exit. Waco Street will turn into Hirsch, I believe is how you say it. And you can't miss it from there up on the right-hand side. If you want to bring your clubs, play this par 3 course out here, 9 holes, par 3. It's all lighted, so you don't have to leave when the sun goes down. If you want to just come out, hang out, have a little dinner, you want to have some drinks, they got a full bar. The restaurant's popping. They got plenty of TVs in here to watch Friday night football. We do. I don't even know. What time's that game tip tonight? What game's that, that game? I guess
the
football
Eagles,
games
Packers.
Kick, don't they? Eagles-Packers. In Brazil.
I'm guessing 7:20.
Yeah. Look, so I didn't know the time difference, so I didn't know if them boys were handcuffed to a certain time. 7:15. They got plenty of TVs in here. You can watch a game. Great atmosphere. Beautiful crowd. And show up. You can show up before. What time you gonna give that? Free round of golf for four? Free foursome. What time you giving that away?
4:40.
4:40, we're going to give that away. And then,
4:40.
And then we got a $50 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card that we're giving away as well. Ron, we'll give them away at the same time. What
Let's
do you say?
It,
we'll give them away at the same time. We'll double it. We'll pull two names out of one name out of each box and make it happen. So come through, hang out with us, get you some good grubs, good drinks, and maybe you can win a little something here, Ron. It's game week, obviously. We've been talking all week about it. It's Friday before the Indianapolis Colts game on Sunday. And, Ron, we talk a lot about D'Amico and Bobby Slowick and all the star players, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and all these guys. Truth be told, Ron, there's some unknown players, probably to a lot of our listeners, actually. There's probably a lot of listeners out there that really dial in and tune in right about when the season starts, right about this time right here.
Yep.
And there's a handful of players that they're going to walk in the stadium on Sunday, and had they not listened today, they ain't never going to hurt. They've never heard of them. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm excited. I'm excited to see a few of these cats play. And it starts with that second-round draft pick out of Georgia for me, Ron.
Kid is a freaking baller.
The second-round draft pick out of Georgia. Look, I stand by what we've seen in camp. I mean, he's made plays. He's played the cornerback position well. I see a cornerback that's a little bit stiff.
He's done everything he's needed to do up to this point to be as ready and feel as good about him that you possibly can at that other corner spot.
Yeah, look, I mean, he has done well in training camp. And I'm at a – I didn't think I would be, but I'm at a point where I am A-OK with him being the corner opposite Derek Stingley Jr. But, Ron, what I saw the first time we saw him play, he's stiff for a corner. He likes to get physical. And that doesn't always work for everybody. That leads me to a little bit of doubt. And until I see him play on Sunday, until I see him make plays on Sunday, it's gonna be tough for me to fully accept and roll on with it. So I need to see Kamari on Sunday. Kamari Lassiter, by the way.
And Clint, I believe this is going to be the start to something that we're going to see often. And he's going to have some welcome to the league moments, because I truly believe that the Colts will be the first of many teams that try to test him, that try to go after him, and try to go after him down the field. That's got to be the kind of the book on it. Is he's a physical player, and we haven't seen a lot of down the field stuff, right? He hadn't. Yeah. We hadn't, especially in the preseason games. We hadn't seen a lot of it, really, in those games. Some in practice, obviously, but against the Giants, didn't get to see a lot of that. And that is the only game that he played. Right, he didn't play against the Steelers. He was injured with that ankle. So the only game we saw the New York Giants and Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll were hell-bent on working over Derek Stingley, if you remember, in that game. But Alex Pierce is a guy they like to use down the field for the Colts. They've got some other receivers. The young kid out of Texas, Mitchell from Ridge Point High School, here in Missouri City.
Adnan Mitchell.
They got him. They use him. But Alex Pierce, that matchup, I think they're going to see a lot of, let's test him down the field. Let's test him, because you sure probably don't want to go test that other side.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of teams, and I think we're going to see this early, and not just throwing the ball over there, but in particular throwing the ball down the field. As you know, you got a quarterback like Anthony Richardson, who may struggle a bit with some of the accuracy. I mean, the easiest thing to throw and the thing he's thrown since he was a kid is down the field.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see teams and the Colts first challenge Kamari Lassiter a lot. So I think what you want to see, I think we'll get a chance
we're
to see
get
some
it,
of
right?
that.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think Kamari Lassiter is unproven, inexperienced. I think he's a little bit stiff and lacks a little bit of speed for day one starting corner. And I do believe that when it's all said and done, he's going to have to do more than what D'Amico Ryans has talked about in terms of just be where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I just need to see more. I'm excited. I'm excited to see Kamari Lassiter play and hopefully live up to all that his teammates have said and all that D'Amico Ryans has said as
Absolutely.
Well. Ron, another guy on this list for me, hey, Matt, another guy on this list for me is Henry Toa-Toa. Henry Toa-Toa is a guy that we all know of. We've seen him play a little bit. But I think the most fascinating thing about Henry Toa-Toa is he is on record recently of saying he is a fat ass. He is a fat butt. Let's put it that way.
And he
said
it.
And he said it twice. In other words, he was. And Ron, we've talked about it multiple times. For me, the issue with Henry Toa-Toa is he's the old school back that when it comes to covering linebackers, when it comes to running sideline to sideline, you had some questions. And I had those questions, still have those questions, but boy, I feel a lot better with the fact that Henry Toa-Toa has acknowledged, like, hey, man, I was a little heavy.
Yeah.
I've lost some weight, and I'm ready to move.
It felt like he knew what he had to do. He knew he had to get into NFL linebacker shape.
And Henry Toa-Toa is going to play in the place of Christian Harris, and so we're going to get to watch him a ton. This is another relatively unknown player that you're going to get a chance to see this week. One guy that we've talked about consistently, Ron, and I'll be honest with you, Travis Johnson, Trap, He got me a little excited about it yesterday.
You've been on him since you've been able to see him early.
Mario Edwards Jr. I played with his dad in Dallas, 1-5. Great dude. Now a coach. And Mario Edwards, I can get behind the thought that, man, this guy just hadn't been in the right system. He's been productive enough to
D'Amico said that himself. Yep.
Well, we've heard multiple people talk about it now. You know, he's been productive enough to stay in the league, long, you know, for 9 years. Now that he's in this system, is there a chance that he takes to this system and really shows up at a position where the Texans have, I think it's a desperate need, especially without what's big boy's name from Tennessee, the D-line?
Oh, D'Amico Autry.
D'Amico Autry. Without him, I think it's a desperate need, man. So not only am I excited to watch the kid play to see if he can – see if this system makes a difference – but, boy, if he does, it's going to be an absolute game changer.
Trapp talked about him potentially being a really good pass rusher in the system.
Yeah.
In this system as playing as a three technique. If you understand what the three technique all those years, what Warren Sapp is and was with the Buccaneers, that's what they're talking about there. But in this game, Clint, he's got to do the part that I think maybe at least for me I'm most concerned about with the interior, and that is – stopping the run well enough so that they can rush the passer when they know they can rush the passer. You know what I mean? Like they know the Colts got to drop back, and that's when they can rush the passer. That's to me got to be the thing that he and, you know, Foley up there and Tim Settle and all play on the interior. They got to stop the run first so they can get to that thing. So that's gonna be the big thing with him this week.
Fair to say, Mario Edwards had the best camp.
The interior guys, some of those.
I mean, hell, I think on the team.
He had a really good camp.
I mean, in terms of guys you didn't expect, like I expected him to be a rotational guy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he jumps out and he's making plays in a preseason and now he's the talk of the interior defensive line. It's hard to – Derek Stingley had a pretty good key.
You fellas still with us out there at East River 9. Can you hear me? The beautiful voice of your producer, Tyler Milner. Can you hear me right now? Give me something. You got nothing. I see y'all's lips moving on. Oh.
I think we dropped.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, we are? We're back?
There we are. Y'all are gone for a little bit, but here you are.
Sorry about that.
Hey,
not your fault.
Well, Tyler, my fourth player that I think is not unknown, but new position. He's unknown to the position. Jalen Petrie. Petrie for me is I love the decision D'Amico Ryan's made to put him at the nickel position. I love what it brings to the table in terms of him being able to be involved in the pressure packages. I think it's allowing him to play to his strengths. But I'm concerned, and I'm not concerned. I think the challenge that we've got to look out for is Jalen Petrie in coverage against real wide receivers. Because I think, to your point earlier, Derek Stingley on one side, if the Colts' offensive minds are worth a damn, which Shane Steichen I think is really good, if they're worth a damn, they are going to find out early if D'Amico Ryans is going to shadow, say, Pittman with Derek Stingley Jr. And if not, then Pittman should live on Kamari Lassiter's side and live on the side of Jalen Petrie and Kamari Lassiter. Like in the slot, whether it's in the slot versus Petrie or it's to whatever side that Lassiter's going to play, like they should absolutely live on – Pittman should live on that side and they should attack. I'm interested to see how both of those guys hang up, but how well Jalen Petrie can cover under those circumstances.
And, I mean, if you watched the game last night, the thing that jumped off the field and off the TV, at least for the Chiefs on their offense, was their slot receiver in the middle of the field just going off. And mm-hmm. I think that's what you're talking about, the Rashee Rices who play in the slot a lot and guys that they'll move around. Now guys will move guys around. But I will say, the thing you got to feel good about him, and we talked about Kamari Lassiter too earlier, was he saw a lot of digs in the slot. he saw a lot of Tank Dell in the slot. Now, he lost some, but he also won some and played pretty good coverage. So he's been able to see some of that in the slot from the guys that the Texans receivers can throw at him. So the hope is that that is really been able to get him prepared for this.
Unknown players or players that are playing new positions to watch. That's the defensive side of the football. Kamari Lassiter, cornerback, second-round draft pick out of Georgia. Henry Toa-Toa, linebacker out of Alabama, playing for Christian Harris, has apparently lost a significant amount of weight. Mario Edwards Jr., interior defensive lineman, I expect to be a rotational guy, had a tremendous camp. And Jalen Petrie playing a new position, not safety. He's playing nickel defender in coverage in particular. Got to watch that. On the offensive side of the football, Ron, there ain't nobody that I'm looking more forward to watching than a damn backup running back, Cam Akers. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, to me, and I'm invested in this Texans team. Like, I know C.J. Stroud's obviously great. I know Nico Tank and Diggs and all that. Laramie Todd, I get it. But of the unknowns or the guys that haven't played positions, this is really an unknown. Cam Akers coming off of the second Achilles tear, signed him late in the offseason, and I thought it was a future play. I didn't think it had anything to do this year, but he's proven to be the best back in the preseason, given Joe Mixon hadn't done much. Cam Akers, I'm anxious to see if this one, is he the second back?
I was about to say, are you 100% sure Cam is active?
No. I'm anxious to see if he's the second back, and I'm anxious to see if he is, what that looks like versus what Damian Pierce has done.
Yeah, he certainly deserves to see action in this game, and meaning like he deserves to be out there as the second back when Joe Mixon comes off the field. But I that's the one thing, is it's crazy. Who do we think right now? If you were to say, who do you feel are the two best backs on the team?
Joe Mixon, Cam Akers.
We haven't gotten a chance to see either one of them, like in any of these preseason games, run behind the number one offensive line. Yeah. We saw Joe in the joint practice against the Rams, but outside of that, in these games, the only one we've seen is really DP. We haven't gotten a chance to see them, and we've seen Cam Akers around, you know, behind these number two lines, the third line, maybe even worse than that.
Yeah.
But we hadn't got to see him behind, you know, the Tunzel, the Green, the Scruggs, the Mason, and Titus Howard. This will be interesting to see what he looks like behind them. Now we'll really be able to compare some of the things that and the struggles Damian Pierce had with those guys if he's the number two guy. But like I said, Clint, I wouldn't be shocked at all if he wasn't active.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is,
they got five running backs.
He could be the number two back and make a play that wins this game, or he could be inactive. That's part of what's fascinating.
You don't think they'll have five backs active?
No,
do you?
I do not. Yeah. No, I do not.
And Darway's going to be active.
Darway definitely is going to be active. But the last one, we don't need to go. We don't spend much time on this, obviously, Ryan, because we ain't got it. But the Kenyon Green, obviously. I mean, I for me, it's less about doubting that he can do something, and it's more about I'm rooting for the dude now. Like I just this kind of story, like he deserves to be rewarded with good play, and which ultimately is rewarded with praise. Like what he's done with his body and what he's done to give himself a chance to do what hopefully he does this year is unbelievable. And I just hope that the not the end, but I hope the next step in this Kenyon Green story is that we can all admire and applaud the dude for what he's done. You talk about an unbelievably powerful story if this dude goes on and plays, has a good NFL career, much less plays lights out. I mean, it's just the power in his story is going to be tremendous. So, hell, I'm rooting for him, man.
And he's got action right off the bat with DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, he does. He's got a steep hill to climb, don't he?
Yeah, he does. And they'll put him in positions to check and see where he is. All right, coming up. As we continue live, remember that foursome that you can win as a round of golf here at East River 9 between you and three of your other buddies. That's coming up at 4:40 be here. You got to be here and present to win that and sign your name up. And that $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well. You've got to sign that and be here for that. That's coming up at 4:40. Coming up next, Kyle Tucker. He's in the lineup. We'll give you the lineup. He is back on the field. And Framber Valdez, he gets the start. He has been really, really dominant. Has he been dominant enough to make you want to bring him back for a long-term contract? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here at East River 9. Remember, this is it. After this segment, we will find a couple of winners. Your chance to win that foursome here and play nine holes with three of your partners, your friends, your buddies, however you want it. You can play right here, this beautiful downtown course. Your chance to win that foursome, we're going to be doing that drawing coming up as soon as this segment ends. And then a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors coming up as well after this segment. So if you're on your way, you might want to get in and fill that out. If you are in the building, you might want to get in and fill that out. Thank you. And you'll have a chance to win coming up after this segment ends. All right, the big news of the day. I guess there's two big news of the day. Obviously, the Texans, it's a football Friday, and they will get going here against the Colts coming up on Sunday. Yes! And then also, Kyle Tucker has made his return. He has been out since September. I'm sorry. He has been out since June 3rd. It is now September 6th. And he is back in the lineup, batting cleanup as the DH tonight. Not in the field, but as the DH. As a side note, Bregman is out of the lineup today. But here is his manager, Captain Joe Espada, on Tucker being back with the team.
Kyle Tucker there. Yeah, excited to have him back. He is overly excited. He's happy to be back in the lineup. We all are happy to have him back in the lineup. You know, the extra energy, you know, to the club, you know, the extra bat in there. Everyone is excited to have him back.
All right, he is back in the lineup, Clint. This is a huge lift for the Astros. I bet you the ovation he gets tonight,
I knew what you meant.
Is huge at Minute Maid tonight, and I can't wait to see him. Can't wait to see how he looks. Can't wait to see how he moves. Hopefully he hits one in play so we can see him running and see what that stride looks like. And I'm curious to see how long the plan is, Clint, for him to be at the DH spot. We'll see. I'm wondering if in this series at all we'll catch him in the field. That'll be interesting to see, but just huge to have him back in the lineup.
Well, Gamble swinging it as well as he has, the DH position has been a turnstile all year long, so it just makes sense, right, to not rush him back and getting the swings, getting back in the groove, getting those reps at the plate are obviously key. I'm just stoked about the fact that the timing of this thing is early enough for him to get in his groove, get his rhythm, get his swing, get his timing back. Before the postseason starts, the timing couldn't be any better. 20 some odd games left, and let's be honest, you just got swept by the Reds, so the shot in the arm, the juice, the energy doesn't hurt. So, one thing I have noticed in this lineup, this is the first time for all my old school. Right, left, right, left, right, left, guys. I'm not talking about my military guys. Joe had a chance. Espada had a chance for the whole lineup to go right, left, right, left, right, left. And he screwed it up by batting Chaz McCormick behind Gamble.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
If he would have just let McCormick bat seventh, Gamble eighth and Dubon ninth, it'd have been right, left all the
Clint,
way
I think he may have just had a hard time letting McCormick bat.
So yeah, I mean, that right, left thing, I mean, if you'd have been able to do it all the way through, it would have just thrown the opposing pitcher
right
for a
off,
loop.
Man.
I don't know how the manager would have managed it, man. It would have, I mean, you really would have got somewhere with that.
Yeah, especially since the relievers have to face three guys anyway, unless it's
man.
At the end of an inning.
I mean, let's get that right, left stuff going, man.
Don't worry, he's got time. He's got time to have fun. By the way, if wondering about Alex Bregman, if it's just a regular day off. Espada on Alex Bregman saying he's good, a bit sore today, but he's doing well. We're trying to monitor the volume and games in a row, but he's actually feeling well. So that is the latest on him. He had played two consecutive games at third base in the field, and he gets the day off today.
This is a time when I'm good with the load management.
Yeah, I'm with you. I see how long they want to manage it.
I do wonder, like, it's got to be very minimal, right?
The soreness?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. I mean, he's sore. He played 2 days in a row at third base,
but,
and then he's sore.
But that's the point. It's today. Like, it's got to be very, very – like, the sore – like, you can't tell me he plays third base and hits, and the soreness is so much so that he can't – it's got to be so minimal that it's just like, all right, listen, there's no reason to force it. We've got a lead in the division. There's – like, it's got to be so minimal that they don't – they're not concerned about throwing his ass back out there in the next day or two.
I hope so.
It's got to be, man.
They've just done this a couple of times. 5-on, 3-off, 4-on, 2-off. We'll see. Let's see if he plays tomorrow. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But that is the latest with the Astros. By the way, Framber's on the mound tonight. And as I said, man, he's been arguably the best pitcher in the second half. I mean, dominant. He's had multiple no-hit bids. One against the Rangers. He actually threw 7 innings, a no-hit ball, and 96 pitches against the Royals his last time out. They've won, I think, 10, 11 of his last 12 starts that he's had. They've won, and he's won many of them.
Yeah.
He's been really, really good. Are you coming back? Are you starting to come around again on potentially a long-term deal with Framber Valdez?
You know, look, I'd be okay with a long-term deal on Framber, but I'm not going to forget every. You know, I'm not going to overthink this.
It ain't going to be what he might have gotten where we were a couple of years ago.
It's not. Look, for me, man, it's not like Framber. It's not lock, stock, and barrel. He's my ace. I'm going to hook my wagon to him and ride. Like, I just can't get I don't even know. To be honest with you, I don't even know what that means in a sense of like. When you look at the aces in this league, that when you sign them, it's like that's the best pitcher in a rotation, and he's starting the first game in every playoff series. He's the guy. Yeah. We know what we're getting.
He's pitching like that right now.
Definitely pitching like that right now. I'm not. Again, I don't even know. I can't view him through that same lens. But do I want the Astros to long term? Hell yeah.
Because if he continues this second half, man, that's the scary thing about him is, as we're seeing right now, and I've said this over the past several years, Clint, is this dude has the I am the best pitcher in the game in him.
Yep.
And he'll do it for stretches. And right now we are on one of those stretches where we're looking at 2-3 months, Clint, where he has been just – you walk – like right now today I feel – He's gonna give you 6 or 7.
Every bit of 6.
6 or 7, and he can go deep in games. He's always there. He always has a lot of starts. And when you talk about a thoroughbred, right there, he can be one. And that is what he has shown to be.
That was well done.
That is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, y'all. We've been talking about C.J. Stroud feeling himself a lot this offseason, especially with the Colts. Well, he ain't done. Wait till you hear the bulletin board material that C.J. Stroud has given to the Indianapolis Colts, and we'll see if you're good with it. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to our winners, Robert, who won a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Armand, who won the four-man scramble, the round of four, to play here at East River Nine, as we're having a good time. We'll be out at just 6 o'clock, and listen. This is a great spot to watch games. I'm counting TVs, the bar, the atmosphere is amazing. The staff has been great. They've been great. I know this. I saw her watch somebody bring a cake in here. I don't know what happened to that cake, but she looked at him as thinking the same thing I was. Like, somebody just bring a cake in a spot from the house. But no, they have been amazing here.
Somebody picked it up and took it in the back.
Somebody took it in the back. Oh, yeah, they're going to smash that cake. Looked like they had good sprinkles and everything on them. Our waitress, she's been fantastic. Me and her have matching hair. Shout out to Melissa. If you all remember Melissa, Melissa then showed up and came after me and Tyler today up here at East River 9. Melissa, she's the one that tried to separate herself as the only female listener. And then all of the other female listeners, including Perry with an I, including Tony, including Karen, and Angie came out of the woodworks to say, hell no, we here too. And Melissa came in here and threatened him. And I believe her first words out here was, where's Tyler's punk ass at?
I said my punk ass is back here at the studio, Melissa.
Tyler talking right now.
Hey, I put Melissa on the camera, and I told him, I said, she wants to know where your punk ass is at. Tyler said, well, I don't get to come to those. I'm back here in the studio. Sorry. Like,
it was all fun, man.
We appreciate her coming out.
And, why'd she come at me so hard?
She came after me too.
Well, hey, why?
She said, I ain't got nothing. She started doing.
No problem, Mick. She called me a gentleman. She said, Clint, you're the gentleman of the group. Where's the mother two?
Melissa, I didn't tell you to say you were the only female listener in the whole city of Houston.
I think she's more mad because y'all really amped it up. Y'all kept asking them female listeners to keep.
Sorry.
To keep shooting at her, man.
We had to.
Sorry. I mean, she drives a fan of the ladies.
Yeah, y'all kept.
It was fun. It was fun. She hit me with that dirt off her shoulders like she was Jay-Z. I don't know if you meant that. Hey, boss, it ain't that cold. My man got on a peacoat tonight.
Hey, he can hear you. There's a speaker down there.
That's cool, man. Gary, shoot, he needs somebody to hear him.
Yeah.
Ain't that damn cold out here. All right.
Melissa just needs to toughen up.
Oh, she I think she tough, Doug. I'm gonna tell you.
Y'all got in the ring.
I'm just telling you, Doug. She, by the visual, she seems to be tough, and the muscle she brought seems to be tough too. Both of those young ladies seem to be tough. All right, no, we're having a good time. Come on down and hang out with us for a little bit here at East River 9. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And as I was going to say, there's another NFL game tonight. Another game of two really good teams. We'll talk about a little bit later in the 5 o'clock.
The bar has been set high, Ron.
It has, and the Eagles and Packers. You can come watch that right here. All right, but the game here and the reason why we're out here on a Football Friday is. Your Houston Texans are going to take on the Indianapolis Colts, and this game all offseason has started to take on more than just divisional game, more than just these two teams met to get into the playoffs last year, and the Texans won that. And by the way, I don't know if you missed it yesterday, we talking to Jimmy Ward, he said, it's funny that I've been hearing this the last couple of days, that there's been some trash talk going both ways, and that is a fella who's a nut. That's a fella who may take out his own teammates on the practice field because he just plays that hard all the time. Stephon Diggs and Dalton Schultz may be able to attest to that. But C.J. Stroud potentially added some more fuel to this fire. This is him speaking about the Colts, the linebackers in particular, and. Tell me how you feel about your quarterback, your second-year quarterback, it's hot as hell, heading into this game against the Colts.
But I guarantee if I went to the Colts or, like a weak city, he would not be here.
And he be talking about me all the time, and I know he going to see this. I ain't tripping.
Who?
Zaire Franklin from the Colts.
Hey, you from Philly?
He said something the other day. It was, like, on a podcast. He said that in person. I said something to him, like, talking mess. I'm like, I don't remember that, to be real. Like, we was at the Super Bowl. I seen him, and somebody asked us to take a picture together, so we took a picture together. I think I was just, like, talking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just on some cool Like, we off the field. I'm not really tripping off you, bro.
So he was capping on the podcast?
I don't think he was capping. I might have said something, but it rubbed the wrong way, but you know y'all Philly niggas a little sensitive, man. You know, the thing that I don't agree with all these podcasts these players have, my boy EJ Speed, and I tell him this to his face, I don't even trip, but like a lot of dudes come to these podcasts like, oh yeah, I'm coming to hit, I'm gonna hit CJ in his face, I'm gonna get him next year. Like where I'm from, we say, why ain't you ain't do something where you was mad at? You was mad right there, my do something.
Right.
You could have made hella plays, bro. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't. We played him first game of the year. Yeah. We play him at their place. It's gonna be rocking. Andy hates me already, and I love it.
And I love it too.
All right, Clint, you played that position before. You know the position. You played against teams. And listen, this is a really, really good front seven, Clint. They got the Grover, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. I don't know why that name came to mind. But DeForest Buckner, Speed, Zaire Franklin, the one that he really talked about. I mean, This is a great front, pretty good front seven. I don't want to say great, pretty good front seven, Clint. And I mean, he is letting it go, dog. I know this wouldn't be your approach. I know heading into playing Sean Ellis and heading into playing who else with the big boys? Ray Knock Thompson. He may not have been there.
No, he was there.
He's really jumped over, yeah. Al Wilson over there. I know heading into playing that crew. I don't think you was reaching out just stoking the flames, even if they was talking to you. So I'm curious how you feel about C.J. Stroud. We know Tyler. Tyler has lost it. That is, you talk about horniness. That just sent Tyler and some of the Tylerites out into a whole nother place. But how you feeling about
that? I don't like it. I mean, because the way that – I'll be honest with you, like – if it's like apparently him and Speed are buddies, so that's a friendly back and forth trash talking. But the more I hear, the more it doesn't seem like the other fella that it all originated with. It doesn't seem like those two are the kind of partners that just they're not close enough to be doing that. And I personally don't like it just because it could end up being a distraction. And you know, we've seen C.J. Stroud be cool, calm, collected. I've heard C.J. Stroud talk about, man, I'm working on not even cussing. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to let my mind go to those kind of places and lose control of my tongue and things of that nature. And then here you go amping these dudes up who you got to play week one, who you got to see twice a year for the next, at least the next 4 years, if not beyond that. So I'm not a fan. I always, with these kind of situations, I understand dudes are young, and I understand trash talking happens. I'm not one that I pride myself on not getting involved in the trash talking typically. If it goes that way, sometimes I got to get involved, but I would rather not let it happen. I just don't know what the end game is with something like that.
But to me, and since this thing has started, Clint, since this started between him, Zaire Franklin has clapped back, he has said things. Since this thing has started, the whole thing for me is I have confidence that CJ can hold his own and cast this check. But this is a check that all of your team has to
all 53. I think you made the best point earlier about this is like we've never seen this side of CJ Stroud. CJ was a great college player. CJ was kicking ass last year. And we never saw this side of CJ Stroud.
Humble, confident. That's how I would describe him.
Yeah, and he was very successful, very comfortable, had a lot of success doing that. And now all of a sudden, first game of the season, year two, first rattle out of the box, we got trash talking with the inside linebackers on the opponent's team. So those
couple of good ones.
Yeah, the difference, right? The difference between last year and this year, it's pretty stark. And so it's one of those where you go, is this a good idea?
Yeah, and listen, and if you've heard me over the last 4-plus years, you know, I'm into this.
Absolutely.
I like it.
That's why I knew when I heard it yesterday, I was like, Ron's got to hear this.
I like it. I like the element of trash talk. Hell, I'm a trash talker. I like to use it to get under people's skin. It's just, hey, you got to back it up. You got to back it up. And everybody got to back it up, right? And hopefully, you know, Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs up front are able to back this up because they have added. Added some fuel.
Like it's like Arkansas right now. You came out and you beat the brakes off of somebody you're supposed to beat the brakes off of, and now you got a real game this weekend. Now's not the time to be talking trash. You played a soft schedule last year.
Yeah, some Razorback talking ish to me on Twitter yesterday.
Well, I mean, you probably deserved it, I'd imagine.
I said, hey, bro, just focus on Arkansas beating A&M, since they've lost 12 of the last 13. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, he didn't know. He didn't put two and two together. He didn't know who he was messing with.
I was like, damn, Razorback?
But the point is, like you played a really soft schedule last year and had a great season. Are you up to this next challenge of – this schedule, and it starts with the Colts, and here we are. Here CJ Stroud is talking that ish. If you can back it up, I love it. If you can't, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, and we'll see Monday. We'll see Monday when we get in here. And honest to God, we'll see how much, because I think it's going to be some big, big talking rolling all the way through. I think if they get close, they're going
to. Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly CJ's in it too. They get close. You're going to see them yapping back and forth. And we'll see if it affects this game anyway. If it affects either team, anybody has an advantage with that. All right. As we continue rolling here live on this Football Friday, a little 5 o'clock fire coming up next. Kyle Tucker, he is back in the lineup. The Astros try to get off this 3-game losing streak that they had at the hands of the Reds. They're back at it on the field behind Framber against Arizona. We'll get into that and everything about Kyle Tucker, even let you hear from the manager speaking about it. Also, big game tonight. The NFL continues. The Packers and the Eagles live from Brazil. We'll talk about that. And the Chiefs and the Ravens played last night. When you watched that game, did you feel like the Houston Texans are on those teams' levels? Do you feel like the Texans are on those teams' level? We'll discuss all of that coming up next as we continue live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.